Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is actor and author Robert Dawes. He's the author of the best-selling rock detective novels set in Gibraltar and Spain. He's also known for his TV work in shows like Jeeves and Wooster, Midsummer Murders, Death in Paradise, Poldark and Agatha Raisin. He's starring in a new play called Woodhouse in Wonderland, based on the life and writings of P.G. Woodhouse. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm really very well indeed. How are you?
Good. I'm all right, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
So just in case people haven't heard our chats before, because we've had a few chats over the years on the book show, talking about your novels, I mentioned in the introduction your rock detective novels set in Gibraltar and Spain. Just tell us a bit about them. How many have you done now?
Well, we've done three, and I'm sort of coming up to the final furlongs of a fourth one, which I've thoroughly enjoyed, but it's taken a little longer to write than I'd hoped. This one is called Rock to Death. Maybe you can see what I've done there. And it's a sort of follow-on from the last book, The Killing Rock, following one of the main characters, one of the main baddies from that book. And, of course, the Royal Gibraltar Police Service and their finest Detective Sergeant Sullivan and Chief Inspector Broderick are on the case again, trying to solve a series of murders, which leads them this time all over the world.
Oh, brilliant. And tell us about your connection with Gibraltar, because you love Gibraltar, don't you?
I do. I've had a very fond spot in my heart for Gibraltar ever since I first visited in 1989, when obviously I was about five. So it's always stuck with me. And every time I visit Spain, because my sister lived for many years and my nephew still does live just across the border in Andalusia, I would always insist on crossing into Gibraltar and having at least a day there. And I'd be going back, you know, as often as I possibly have been able to over the years. And I just love the place. And I sort of, from the history of the place, grabbed my attention from those early visits and continues to do so to this day. And the sheer uniqueness of the rock itself, the character and welcoming nature of the Gibraltarians, and where it is, right on the tip of Europe, looking across to the continent of Africa. I mean, it's a very romantic, extraordinary place. I haven't been back recently, unfortunately, because of COVID and various other things, but I have passed it several times on ships. there we are. I'm looking forward to getting back to Main Street and my friends over there as soon as possible.
Yes, fantastic. So tell us about this new show that you're doing, Woodhouse in Wonderland. Sounds fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's an idea that began, oh, goodness me, about 6-7 years ago, really. There was a play in the West End about an adaptation of one of P.G. Woodhouse's Jeeves and Wooster stories. And it had gone on and been very successful. And the producer called my agent and said, would Robert be interested in possibly taking over the role of Jeeves? And I went, oh, well, of course. I mean, that would be marvellous. He said, well, they're free tickets. Come and see it. So I went and saw it and had a wonderful evening in the theatre. And in the end, I couldn't do it for various technical reasons. But the idea sort of lodged in my mind, because before and during the interval and after the show, I got talking to lots of people in the audience who were all devotees of P.G. Woodhouse's works. And I suddenly realised that not many people seem to know much about the man himself. So this idea of doing a play about his life and how he wrote and his considerable ups and just as considerable downs, as it turns out, sort of lodged in my mind. Then a couple of years later, I got talking to an old friend of mine, William Humble, who's a wonderful writer, an Emmy award-winning screenwriter and also a theatre writer. And I phoned him up on a whim and I just said, look, are you interested in working on a project about the life of P.G. Woodhouse? And he said, Very interesting. I've just spent 2 years researching P.G. Woodhouse for a film, which is now not going to happen for various reasons. So all the research is in my head, so let's have a go.
What a bizarre coincidence that was.
It is, isn't it? So we started, and then COVID hit, and we stopped. And we've been sort of picking it up bit by bit, availability allowing. And now we're fortunate enough to have a wonderful producer, Denise Sylvie. And we start a national tour of the UK in about 2.5 weeks.
Fabulous. So I guess you will have learnt an awful lot about the man himself. What was he like? Tell us a bit about him, can you?
Well, he was fascinating, actually. I mean, I had the great good fortune about 12 years ago to be asked to read BBC Radio 4's Book at Midnight, which was an adaptation and the bridge version of Robert McCrum's excellent biography of Woodhouse, called A Life. So I had some inkling of what his life was. And he was an extraordinary man because, you know, he's recognised today and in his own lifetime by many great writers as being a great writer and possibly the greatest comic writer that this country has ever produced, the UK, that is. I had the great good fortune, again, of being part of the television adaptation of his works in the early 90s with Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry. And I played Tuppy Glosser. But we had such wonderful fun doing that I became fully immersed in his works. I mean, I had read many of his books over the years and absolutely love them. And as Stephen likes to say, and quite rightly say, that to read his books is to bring some sunshine into your life instantly. And I think this is what he does for an awful lot of devotees of his work. The man himself was quite an enigma, really, because he was a very shy man. And a hugely dedicated and disciplined writer, which meant that he required, as he said himself, peace and tranquility. He would get up, he'd do his daily dozen, his exercises, he'd work in the morning, go for a walk in the afternoon, he'd come back, have a cocktail with his wife, Ethel, and then he'd go back to work again in the evening. And he continued this every day of his life, for decade after decade after decade. That is why he was so prolific, really. But what many people don't know, and what this show goes into, the play goes into, is before he'd even become a worldwide renowned and successful novelist, he was one of the leading lyricists on Broadway. In fact, at one point in 1917, I think it was, he had 5 shows on Broadway at the same time.
Wow.
And that's a record that's never, ever been broken. He had a long working relationship as a lyricist, working with Guy Bolton, who wrote the books for the musicals, and to begin with, there was a trio of them working on marvellously successful musicals with Jerome Kern, who do the music. And over that period of time, he worked with the Gershwin brothers, he worked with Cole Porter, and not many people know this.
No.
So what we do in the show is we bring this to light, and I get to sing some of his lovely, lovely songs. Hopefully it won't make the audience flinch too much. So that's another part of P.G. Woodhouse's life, which we're bringing to the stage.
Fabulous. So is there a big cast? Is it mainly you, or have you got some people joining you on stage?
Well, you could say it was mainly me. It's a solo performance.
Ah, there we go. It's completely you then.
It is, yes. And again, I hope that doesn't make listeners flinch or anyone who's maybe thinking of seeing it. But I have to say, the stage is filled with other characters. It's just they are sort of, what's the word you probably lose? I act as a medium for them to come through to some degree. They come through me. So there is Bunny, his wife, there is his Pekingese dogs, there is his friend Guy Bolton. And in particular, it explores the close relationship he had with his stepdaughter, Leonora, who was a great aide to his work and was usually the first person to see any of his new works, to give her, he valued her criticism and her input. very greatly. And that's a story that's told within the play as well. So, yes, it's just me, I'm afraid, but hopefully people will still enjoy it. It's I don't know how it came to be just me, but...
you can handle it. You'll be absolutely fine, Robert. Take control.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I mean, well, good on the other actors who don't have to work with me.
So it must be great fun. I mean, it's a responsibility, isn't it? Doing a solo show. It's all down to you.
It is a little bit. Well, it is a big bit, actually. There's no one else going to come on and help you out, unless I drag the stage manager on with a book yes. From the corner. So yes, it is. I'm sort of in rehearsals now. We're just gearing up to the first run throughs of the whole thing. And at the moment, I must say, it seems a little bit of a mountain, but it's a lovely mountain to climb. And I'm sure by the time we open, it would have shrunk a little bit and be a little easier to reach the summit of. But it's a wonderful journey. Of course, it's full of the wit and joy of P.G. Wodehouse himself and you know, his great characters, wonderful plots and extraordinary lines. I mean, as Tom Sharp, the fine comedy writer, you know, Blot on the Landscape, and I'm telling you, you know everything about books. you know, once said he spent his whole life as a comedic writer of literature avoiding the simile, because P.G. Wodehouse, he said no one can top P.G. Wodehouse. Mm. So he avoided similes completely in his work.
And have you ever done anything like this before? I mean, all the acting and stage work you've done normally, or you're working with lots of other people. Is this your first big solo project?
It is, in a way, yes. I mean, I have dipped a toe. For a couple of years, I was doing a piece which was a reading, really, about John Betjeman, which I thoroughly enjoyed, which was a piece written and adapted by the writer Christopher Matthew, who your listeners may know, who is probably best known at the moment for his wonderful A.A. Milne adaptations. Now We Are 60, he calls his books. And now
Oh, lovely.
He's a lovely, wonderful comic writer in his own right. So I did that. But that's about all, really. So I've left it a little late. But at least I don't have the responsibility of getting it wrong and messing another actor's work up. if anything goes wrong, it's my responsibility.
Yes.
But hopefully it will.
No, of course it won't. Well, if people want to get tickets, it starts in a couple of weeks' time, 26th of January at the Malvern Theatres, and going all over the UK. Are you getting to see places that you've not been to before in the UK?
Well, interestingly, Hannah, I mean, I there are a few on this. I mean, I don't think there are many theatres that I haven't walked through the stage door of. In fact, I have an interesting thing of getting to sleep some nights. An awful lot of people tend to count sheep to enable them to doze off. I actually lie there counting stage doors that I know. but there are a few. I've not played Aberdeen, and I've not played Barnstable, and I've not had the good fortune to play the Theatre Royal York and some of the other wonderful places where this tour is taking us to. And also, there's a possibility, which seems to be on a daily basis becoming more likely, of us taking this abroad. There's a big interest to take it to India, where...
Oh, wow.
Is one of the most favourite authors of the Indian nation, and also to America, so where, of course, he lived for a large amount of his life, and is much loved there too. So it's this UK tour is hopefully just the first venture into the foothills, as it were, and getting it up and running and seeing whether people like it. Which
yes, wonderful stuff. Well, if people want to get tickets, Cahoots Theatre. Is that the way to go?
Cahoots Theatre? Well, yes, Cahoots Theatre. Cahoots Theatre Production Company are producing it in the UK, but you can actually just sort of Google Wodehouse in Wonderland play or tour, and it will take you through to lots of different sites, all giving you all the dates and times, and indeed the prices.
Fantastic. Well, break a leg, as they say, and it's been great to chat with you, Robert Dawes. Thank you so much for joining us, and do let us know when that next book is out, because we can have another chat on the book show.
That would be lovely, Hannah. Lovely talking to you as ever. Take care.
Thank you. You take care too. Bye-bye.